Paddy dear, and did you hear the news that's going round? The Shamrock is forbid by law to grow an Irish crown. And St. Patrick's Day will no more keep his colour can be seen. They passed a bloody law against the wearing of the green. And I spoke with Napportandy, and he took me by the hand. And I set out for old Ireland, and how does she stand? She's a most distressful country that e'er can be seen. They're hanging men and women for the wearing of the green. And if the colour we must wear is England's cruel red, then Ireland's sons will ne'er forget the blood that they have shed. You can take your shamrock from your hat and cast it on the sod, but 'twill take root and flourish still though underfoot is trod. When the law can stop the blades of grass growing as they grow, and when the leaves of summer their verdure dare not show, then I will switch the colour I wear in my carbine. But till that time, please God, I'll stick to wearing of the green. But if at last our colour is torn from Ireland's heart, her sons with shame and sorrow from the dear old soil depart, I've heard whisper of a country that lies beyond the sea, where rich and poor stand equal in the light of freedom's day. Dear, oh dear, and must we leave you, driven by the tyrant's hand? Must we seek a mother's welcome in a strange but happier land, where the cruel cross of England's thraldom never shall be seen, and where, thank God, we'll live and die still wearing of the green?